But hey, it's time, more time to talk about Evanston and all the great things that are happening there, the people, places, and businesses, the hidden gems throughout town. It is the Your Hometown Spotlight we do here on WGN, final Thursday of every month, and Evanston is in our sights today. Annie Coakley joins us. She's the director of Downtown Evanston Events. Lots of stuff going on. I looked at the homepage there for Evanston, and it seems like usually summertime things come to a little bit of a halt, but not in Evanston, Annie. You got tons going on. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. Thank you. And thank you for this whole day of celebrating Evanston and supporting our businesses and all the great things we have to offer. But, you know, like you say, events aren't just in the summertime. I don't think anymore. You know, the pandemic has really pushed us to do more things outside, kind of, you know, three seasons, even four seasons of the year now. So I think it's great that we are able to provide some additional events into the fall. We do have a great lineup of art-related events this fall, and maybe just for October. So it's called Big Ass Art Month, or BAM, and it is all supported by a nonprofit organization called Evanston Made, which Downtown Evanston frequently partners with. But kicking off the event this weekend is a great makers market, which is actually held in our city garage at 1800 Maple on the fifth floor. There's 115 vendors, and that's from noon to 5. They have First Saturday event also this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., free and open to the public. There's exhibits and film screenings, and then a very popular event, the Fall Artist Studio Tours. 40 local artists are opening their studios both Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5. It's a great day to meet artists and collect Evanston-made art. You can pick your maps up for this event at the Blick in downtown Evanston. Mm-hmm. Next Thursday, our organization, Downtown Evanston, is hosting its last Thursday night market. The market is outdoors. It's in the Fountain Square area. We close off the street. We have a DJ. We have Smiley Brothers beer. We have about 35 local makers setting up shop for the evening, and that's from 4 to 8. And then we're also doing an additional event called Fall Fest. That's on Saturday, October 16th, which is also Northwestern's homecoming. And it's also part of the same weekend as the Open House Chicago, which Chicago Architect Foundation puts on. So we have a lot of buzz in the downtown area. We're really excited for that event. That will be from 1 to 4 on Saturday, October 16th. We'll have food, beer, local artists, and a really cool thing called the Swing Set Drum Kit. It's an actual swing set that you kick and make music with. Very cool. So we really hope people come out and join us for that.
A swing set, Annie, did you say you make music with? How does that work?
You swing, and then your feet kick a drum, and then it sort of does this whole, like, it makes music. When you swing, you provide, the swing provides the music. Yeah, I mean, people can Google it. It was made by a local Evanston artist, Dave Ford, and they just had it in New York. It travels around. It's a very unique experience.
It sounds like it. Never heard of anything like that. Annie, tell me this. Why does it seem like Evanston over-indexes in the art and cultural events category? I feel like there's so much going on with art and culture and that kind of thing, and music even, as you say, in Evanston.
Right. I mean, Space, you know, is a great music institution. We're proud to have them here in Evanston. They just wrapped up their outdoor season. I think a lot of creative people live here. And when you have a city full of creatives, you reap the benefits of their creativity. And I think it's we're very, very lucky to have this creative community here.
No doubt. And it's very evident just visiting there. And it also seems like green space is something else that the cities must have thought a lot about in planning, because there are a number of parks in Evanston, which helps, you know, with these gathering spots and farmers markets and all the things that you mentioned. It makes it a whole lot easier to hold those things in neighborhoods, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, I keep telling everyone who will at least listen to me that I think the recovery for the pandemic is going to start outside. It's happening in outdoor spaces. We've seen that so much with outdoor dining into the winter months with heater lamps and blankets. And I think we're all just really kind of hungry for additional things to do. So we're providing those venues and in the outdoor spaces that we have plenty of. So we're very fortunate in that regard as well.
There's no question about it. Even outdoor vacation sites are still huge and very, very hot. The camping sites and glamping and all that, it's still really a big thing that people want to do. Maybe our lifestyles have changed a little bit. Harder to do in the middle of January. Annie, do you guys have outdoor activities in January, or do you stay away from that? How does that go?
No, I love the winter and I love snow. We did host an event last winter called Winter Games. And we will plan to do that again this year, really pushing people to go out and experience. We're Winter City. You can't avoid it. So get out and enjoy it instead of hide and stay inside. We've been inside enough.
We sure have. I will second amen to that. I'm looking here, Taste of Evanston. You've got Kits, Cats, and Kids Block Party, Bike the Ridge, Zombie Scramble, a lot of Halloween festivities, too, which is so fun, super fun.
Yeah, we're going to also have a trick-or-treat stroll in downtown Evanston on the 30th from 1 to 4. But my favorite part of this is that we have a pet costume contest, which is being hosted by a new business, Dogtopia, which is a dog daycare facility that is literally just about to open their doors in downtown Evanston. We're thrilled to have them.
Well, we'll have to check it all out, Annie. Thank you for keeping us posted. If anybody would like to find out about any of the things you talked about or what's going on in Evanston, where can you direct them?
I have two websites. So one for all things art would be evanstonmade.org. And then things happening in downtown Evanston at downtownevanston.org.
Awesome. Thank you, Annie. You keep yourself busy.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on. Thanks for telling us all about it.
Thanks for having us.
Annie Coakley, Director.
Take care. Bye-bye.